We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, inspiring viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us in Europe, Yerbert 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashter 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kutul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Norin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. In Formosa, or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiao La Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Italy encourages businesses and citizens to switch to solar energy. In animal news, a courageous mother orangutan swims a deep river to bring her baby to safety. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring John Chandai, regarded by many as the local eco-wise man of Maytang District in Thailand. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 27th, is a national holiday in several African countries. It is Sierra Leone's Independence Day, observing its self-sovereignty gained in 1961. Situated in Western Africa between Guinea and Liberia, the nation of Sierra Leone contains Mintumani in the beautiful Loma Mountains, one of sub-Saharan Africa's highest peaks. Today is also the Independence Day of Togo, located between Benin and Ghana. Togo celebrates her autonomy attained in 1960. Kutumaku, the land of the Batamariba in northeastern Togo, is a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site, which is home to incredible mud tower houses. In South Africa, it is Freedom Day, commemorating the first democratic elections held in South Africa in 1994. There are four Nobel Peace Prize laureates from this nation located at Africa's southern tip. Chief Albert John Luthuli, awarded in 1960, His Grace Archbishop Emeritus Desmond Tutu in 1984, and former presidents of South Africa, Nelson Mandela and Frederick Wellem de Klerk in 1993. May the kind citizens of Sierra Leone and Togo have splendid Independence Days, and the friendly people of South Africa have a joyous Freedom Day.
Fly-in news. Disastrous weather leaves devastation in Brazil. Ongoing heavy rains since the beginning of April have led to floods and landslides throughout Brazil. The rainy weather has resulted in the loss of three lives and some 33,000 people who had to flee their homes in the state of Bahia, Maranhão, and Santa Catarina. With the nation experiencing what is possibly the second worst flooding in 100 years, the entire state of Amazonas has declared a state of emergency along with numerous municipalities in the other affected states. On April 26th, Supreme Master Qinghai offered $20,000 for the urgent needs of the most affected. This amount could purchase an equivalent of approximately $94,800 in relief supplies if bought in the United States based on Brazil's cost of living. We are thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving care extended to the Brazilians most in need. We are saddened to hear of the tragic costs of such turbulent weather and convey our condolences to those who lost their loved ones. Our prayers for the safety and comfort of all those affected and that our increased care for the planet will help ease calamitous events such as these.
Flash flooding sweeps across Cornwall. Flooding struck the English county of Cornwall on Saturday after a night of heavy rains. In the town of St. Ives, one person perished, with two others missing, as shops were submerged in up to a meter of water, and 45 guests had to evacuate the Cayenne Albany Hotel. Teams from the Cornwall County Council worked overnight to provide sandbags and support for the flood afflicted. Equipment and personnel were sent to free roads of mud and debris as the Cornwall County Fire Brigade pumped flood water out of affected areas. Our grateful thanks to Cornwall County Council, the Cornwall County Fire Brigade, and all relief personnel for your heroic efforts and timely assistance to those in need. We send prayers to those who have been affected for the smooth restoration of their day-to-day lives. May such devastations be eased as we work toward more benevolent stewardship of our earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Middle Eastern women encouraged to fulfill their professional potential. In Jordan, a workshop by Seeds of Peace, a U.S.-based international non-governmental youth organization, was conducted this past week to assist more women with becoming involved in the realm of politics. Meanwhile, in Qatar, the government's Supreme Council for Information and Communication Technology recently sponsored a two-day event on the creation of a regional center for women and technology to enable wider female participation in online learning programs, as well as improve their knowledge of e-business affairs. What promising opportunities! A respectful salute for your caring efforts. Seeds of Peace, Jordan, and the Supreme Council for Information and Communication Technology in Qatar. We wish all the women of the Middle East fulfillment in exploring new possibilities that contribute to their lives of happiness and success.
Donors unite to eliminate malaria worldwide. To mark World Malaria Day on April 25th, numerous donations have been made by American celebrities such as Hollywood actor Ashton Kutcher, TV show host Oprah Winfrey, award-winning actress Demi Moore, and professional footballer Sanya Nyasi, amongst other well-known media personalities who generously contributed up to $200,000 each to fighting malaria. The donations will mostly fund the purchase of mosquito nets, which can prevent 50% of malaria infections. U.S. President Barack Obama highlighted his commitment to stop the spreading of this preventable illness, which claims over 1 million lives worldwide each year. Our warm-hearted appreciation and heaven bless all the generous donors for your concerted efforts in actively supporting the progress towards a malaria-free world. May the day come soon when humanity celebrates being completely malaria-free.
The Vatican and Arab nations work together for peace. The League of Arab States and the Vatican have signed an agreement to cooperate on promoting peace, security, and stability. The document was signed in advance of Pope Benedict XVI's visit to Jordan, Israel, and Palestinian territories this coming May. A statement from the Vatican said, "During the cordial meetings, emphasis was placed on the importance of the agreement, which is intended to foster increased cooperation between the parties, with a view to promoting peace and justice in the world. Particular importance was given to the role of intercultural and interreligious dialogue. Heaven bless your noble endeavors, Your Holiness, the Vatican, and League of Arab States. We too find great hope and inspiration from this accord and pray that wisdom will guide these efforts toward the success of harmonious coexistence among people of all beliefs."
Save our planet. Eskimo village forced to move due to climate change. The Nutuk village of 340 Yupik Eskimos in Alaska, USA, is being relocated to safer grounds away from flooding caused by climate change. Stanley Tom, tribal administrator for the Nutuk Traditional Council, said that the village had been home to the Yupik Eskimos for centuries and stated, "We are seeing the erosion, flooding, and sinking of our village right now." Engineers from the U.S. Army Corps report that 26 Alaskan villages are in similarly urgent danger and another 60 may be in danger within the next decade. "We join in sorrow for the loss of the Yupik Eskimos' home. Our prayers that the indigenous people of Alaska and around the world are protected from further environmental threats through our kinder deeds towards the planet and each other."
Supreme Master Qinghai frequently offers her support and wisdom to assist humanity in facing the urgent consequences of global warming. During a video conference with our association members in Sydney, Australia, in August 2008, she spoke of how to best avoid the disasters caused by climate change.
"If the ice melts, the coastal area at least will have the most impact of it. But it's not only the water rising that we worry about, it's the gas, the hydrogen sulfide, and the methane, and all kind of gas in the ocean. And also, it will melt more ice if the methane coming out from the permafrost, etc., etc., and from the ocean as well, and from all the livestock, animals, raising, and they keep adding together, and it would stay in the atmosphere for a long time. And once the planet is destroyed, it will look like Mars. It will be like Mars. It's uninhabitable. So we have to change it. Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. The quicker we change, the better. And then we can halt the climate change and we can restore the planet very quickly, in no time."
Save our planet. Caterers raise awareness on the environmental costs of animal products. Taking Earth Day in their stride, a number of cafeterias and catering companies in the United States removed meat and dairy from their menus for the day, wishing to raise awareness of the immense costs of animal agriculture on the environment. The University of San Francisco and Bon Appetit Catering in California were just a few organizations that highlighted the benefits of reducing animal products in our diet, along with the San Francisco Bay Area chapter of Physicians for Social Responsibility, whose president, Dr. Robert Gold, stated, "If people cut out meat and cheese for lunch, that would have the same impact as driving fewer miles." Our gratitude, all organizations and institutes acting now to inform people of the significant effects of our dietary choices. We look forward to seeing more and more green-minded people opting for the most effective way to save the planet, a life free of animal products.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from the strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease, or PMWS, Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually.
In the United States alone, colon cancer treatments cost about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water, pollute most of the water bodies, deforest the lungs of the earth, uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soy, cause world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fats lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Save our planet. More green space slated for Jordan. Jordan's Royal Society for the Conservation of Nature, or RSCN, an organization designated by the government of Jordan to safeguard the nation's biodiversity, announced that by the end of 2012, 5 new nature reserves will be created to protect the habitat of rare plants and animals living within these areas. In seeking to preserve the biodiversity of Jordan, the society encourages the public to get involved in caring for the environment. Our accolades, Royal Society for the Conservation of Nature and Jordan, for your endeavors to preserve the land's natural heritage. Through such noble commitment as yours, surely the Kingdom of Jordan will remain a beautiful haven for all life.
Save our planet. Bangladesh and Norway strengthen ties to face climate effects. Bangladesh and Norway have agreed to join efforts to mitigate climate change, improve the quality of governing practices, as well as mobilize funds to boost economy. The discussions focused on how Norway can best assist Bangladesh in various areas, including a focus on climate change. Norwegian State Secretary for International Development, Håkon Arild Gulbrandsen, affirmed his country's belief that developed nations should assist developing nations to face economic and climate challenges. Many thanks, Secretary Håkon Arild Gulbrandsen and Norway, for your kind assistance and global encouragement toward finding solutions to climate change. May Bangladesh and Norway continue to collaborate in harmony and environmental success.
Save our planet. The U.S.-based Great Sunflower Project has sent 65,000 packets of sunflower seeds to North American volunteers to plant and observe pollination by honeybees in an effort to stop their worldwide decline.
Save our planet. U.S. President and First Lady Obama, former President Bill Clinton and Vice President Joe Biden and Mrs. Biden joined Student Conservation Association and local public high schools to plant trees at a national park in Washington, D.C., USA.
Save our planet. Britain's Prince Charles's book and film documentary project about the environment and global warming, titled Harmony, will be released in 2010, followed by a children's picture book version.
Save our planet. Xi'an City in Shaanxi Province of China reports a 98% survival rate of over 16,000 transplanted trees due to a newly introduced drip feeding method that provides extra nutrition for the trees.
Save our planet. The United Kingdom approves a budget of $2 billion for initiatives fostering greater investment in sustainable energy.
Cable. Hi, I'm Laguna. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds in My Life. And we both are vegan. Today, we'd like to share a tip on being frugal. A fun idea to try with friends or family is to see if you can plan an outing that is free or at very little cost. Many towns have community centers offering activities with free admission. Or sometimes, your local parks may have complimentary concerts. There are art exhibits and poetry readings that often do not charge any entrance fee. And of course, there's always a refreshing hike in the wilderness. Whatever you decide to do, have a fantastic time. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now for the worldwide weather.
In good governance news, Italy encourages the solar energy industry. With the help of government incentives, the photovoltaic market is thriving in Italy. One such company, V Energy, is being supported by investors and development projects. Ms. Miriam Dace, a V Energy consultant, said, "It was a strategic choice of the shareholders that alternative energy is a good business, the business of the future." Congratulations, Italy, on moving into eco-friendly sources of power. May governments everywhere do everything possible to help companies and individuals take the green road to a sustainable planet.
In animal news, a courageous orangutan mother brings her baby to safety. In Malaysian Borneo, the Sabah Wildlife Department, which is connected to the World Wildlife Foundation, or WWF, was alerted that an orangutan and her baby were isolated in a tree after a river flooded. Appearing on the scene, the WWF officials got a rope to the mother, who had been without food for days. She grasped the rope, then entered and swam across the deep river with her baby on her back, making sure that her baby's head was kept above water. WWF officials were amazed, as orangutans are known to be afraid of water. The brave mom was fed bananas and other fruit before she and her precious child made their way back into the jungle. Bravo, smart and heroic orangutan mother. You make us cry. Many thanks, Sabah Wildlife Department, for your life-saving intervention. We pray that all of God's marvelous creatures can thrive on a verdant and healthy planet. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership. Stay tuned for today's segment featuring a Thai man who co-founded an educational organic farming center. We're going to thank God for all the good news in the world. Be right back. More empowering news coming up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, worthwhile news for a higher standard world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment featuring John Jindai from Thailand, who helped to establish a center which produces and distributes organic seeds free of charge for farmers.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Mr. John Jindai's vision of a simpler, more joyful life has led him to become one of the most well-known earthen builders in Thailand and to co-found an educational organic farming center, Phun Phun. From Yasothon Province, Mr. Jindai, who has been involved in agriculture all his life, learned the importance of plant diversity and sustainable self-sufficient living. In accordance with this philosophy, he established Phun Phun with his wife, Ms. Peggy Rents, in 2003 in Chiang Mai of northern Thailand.
Phun Phun, which means thousand varieties, emphasizes the collection and propagation of rare and indigenous seeds from Thailand and around the world. Mr. Jindai found that these seeds are healthier, resistant to disease and insects, and don't need chemical fertilizer. He feels saving the seeds is part of the way to guide us back to self-reliance and independence, to having a type of life that allows us more freedom to know ourselves. Growing your own food, collecting the seeds from the strongest and most delicious fruits and vegetables, planting them and sharing them with others is a cycle Mr. Jindai believes helps us to better understand and experience the beauty of life. He said this lets us to enjoy the environment around us, seeing the breeze in the trees, birds singing, and brings us happiness. The seeds collected are distributed to other organic farmers and communities free of charge to help ensure the security of the species.
The Phun Phun community, made up of six individuals from Thailand, the United States, and the Netherlands, also provides programs in natural building methods. Workshops are offered in how to construct earthen homes using soil, sand, fibrous plants such as straw, and other materials. They are based on an experimental and hands-on learning approach. Sustainability study tours and internships are also available at Phun Phun to further enhance one's knowledge about everyday living in an eco-friendly community and world. Our earnest gratitude and heaven bless you, Mr. John Jindai, Ms. Peggy Rents, and all those at Phun Phun for your laudable efforts in creating a lifestyle in harmony with nature. May we all become caring stewards of our benevolent and gracious planet.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Promises.
The teacher said to Johnny, "John, didn't you promise to behave?" Johnny said, "Yes, ma'am." The teacher asked, "And I did promise to punish you if you didn't, right?" Johnny said, "Yes, ma'am. But I broke my promise already, so you don't have to keep yours."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Hi, we are Ghanaian University students and graduates who have been following your programs. We have become very touched by your effort. Together, we hope to create a better world. Carl from Ghana.
Amiable Carl and friends, so very good to hear from you. We can all help a lot by being vegan and informing as many people as we can about this planet-saving choice. Surely together we can build a glorious future for this earth. With blessings of the Providence to you and all your open-minded co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for watching today's Noteworthy News. As always, we welcome comments and good stories from your region of the world. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
May your heart rejoice in the glory of God. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
36 countries, including Saudi Arabia, participate in the 27th International Book Fair in Tunis, Tunisia.
A study by the International Cochrane Collaboration found that the addition of alternative homeopathic medicines can improve the response from conventional treatment methods.
Nobel Prize winner Muhammad Yunus and his Grameen Bank assist disadvantaged women in New York, USA by lending $1.5 million in microfinance loans, enabling them to start or expand their businesses.
With 11% of his working class community about to lose their homes in California, USA, Catholic priest John Lassane became a community organizer, helping them unite in negotiations to allow them to stay.
Australian yoga instructor Betty Kalman is 83 years young and is in top physical shape thanks to her 40-year practice of yoga, which she continues to teach in up to 11 classes a week.
United States Department of Agriculture, or USDA, plans to conduct survey of organic farming operations to find out how the growth of this method is changing the face of USA agriculture.
Scientists at North Carolina State University, USA, report that elderly people with positive thoughts and attitude retain better memory function.
France's international all-news television network, France 24, is expanding its Arab language programming to 10 hours a day to provide more service for Arabic speakers.
Dr. Margaret A. Gates of Harvard Medical School, USA, reports that the risk of ovarian cancer in women is significantly reduced with the intake of flavonoids found plentifully in fruits, vegetables, and tea.
After an abundant harvest of her own this year, India donates 250,000 tons of wheat to Afghanistan for humanitarian aid.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.